Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It is really good to have you here. Thank you so much for stopping on by. It is a Thursday afternoon. Technically, for me, it feels more like a Friday. I'm going to Vegas. Ray, I haven't been to Vegas since the pandemic. It's been a while. I've missed her. She's missed me. Tomfoolery.
Oh, I bet Vegas has definitely missed you.
Yeah. Yeah. They
have a picture of you on the wall with your wallet.
We get along well. We really do. And I'm looking forward to a fun weekend. And of course, because I'm going out there for an Indiana-Arizona game, Steve Kerr is afraid to come on and talk to me today. So he's going to join you and whoever you're working with tomorrow, Ray. No, look, Steve cannot join us today. It's the rare reschedule from Steve Kerr, who normally joins us on a Thursday when he can at 5 o'clock. That was the plan. But I believe Steph Curry is being honored for the, Sports Illustrated Athlete of the Year, Man of the Year, something like that. So that is a presentation that's going on at one of the fancy downtown hotels here in San Francisco tonight. So Steve is going to support his guy. Unfortunately, his guy was not there last night in Utah to support him, and the Warriors could have used Steph Curry last night. That is one of the more bizarre endings of a season that's had a lot of bizarre moments in it so far. Wow. I mean, that was really... That's letting go of the rope in spectacular fashion.
Well, that's spending the whole night trying to get the rope, then finally getting the rope, and then letting go of it at the end. Because they were looking up at the Jazz most of the evening. And in fact, I think they were down 10 with about 8 minutes to go, and then
they were playing, you know, try to catch you from behind, basically, in that entire fourth quarter, and. The problem with that game last night for the Warriors is they actually had a few moments, a few things that were going to be great stories if you can frame it and wrap it around a win. I mean, Jordan Poole looked pretty darn good starting for Clay I'm already ahead of where I'm actually talking. Clay Thompson's a problem. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Does he have as much house credit as a player can have? He does. But I think that the Golden State Warriors... Let me just ask you, right, straight up. Can they turn this season around as currently constructed? Now, we haven't even reached Christmas dinner yet. There's a lot of NBA season still in front of us. But they got a 7-game stretch coming up here where 0-7 is more realistic than 5-2. A lot more realistic. 0-7 could happen in the next 7 games. It really could. It's so on its way to being a 2-5 record that if you could sell me 3-4 right now, I would buy it for twice the price, no questions asked.
Tell me how many times Andrew Wiggins is playing and I can give you a better idea. But if he comes back after the Celtics game, I think they'll be okay because I think he's that important to them. I'm assuming that Curry will be back, and I'm assuming Green will be back. If that's the case, they're still okay. And it's not like the Jazz and the Blazers are going to stay where they are much longer. But if Wiggins is out for any significant amount of time, I think they're in trouble because I think Wiggins matters to them that much.
They took James Wiseman, who from the minute he has joined the NBA has just been riding the struggle bus. I mean, that's it. It's just a constant ride on the struggle bus for James Wiseman. So they thought we were going to make life a little bit easier on him, get him out of the spotlight. We're going to send him to the G League for a little while. But last night, shorthanded as they were, they decided that they were going to recall him and have him join the big club. We talked about how just a lack of star power in last night's game was probably going to buy James Wiseman a good chunk of minutes to see what he can do. And James Wiseman got 5 minutes last night. 5 minutes. How is that supposed to help James Wiseman's confidence? How? How is that a good thing to do to that guy? Let me tell you what the problem is with James Wiseman. They don't like him. They don't trust him. They regret that draft pick massively. Let's be completely honest about this. They do not like him. They might like him as a person. They might like him as a young man. He seems to be very, very nice. But as a basketball player, he might not be what they hoped he could be. And he certainly doesn't fit in with what they want to do.
Well, they don't trust him. I'll give you that. I don't know if they don't like him as a player. I mean, they could easily dispose of him one way or another and just eat it if they didn't like him.
They're pot committed. They're sitting in a bad poker. They know that they got a bad poker hand, but they're so pot committed to play this hand out that they're going to stick around for the river and the flop. And they're playing their hand of James Wiseman. I don't think they're going to like the results.
I mean, you saw last night, all of his minutes came in the second quarter, which is probably the least consequential quarter of the four.
Right.
And I don't think they like what they saw. I think they just look at him and go, please show us something. And then he doesn't. And then they can't trust him.
James
Wiseman.
Because
the second half, they've got to make up, you know, they've got to make up a bad third quarter. And at that point, they're punching uphill.
Wiseman is nothing more than a list of impressive physical attributes. Does he have skills that you think would easily translate into him being a good, ready-to-play-in-this-league player? He does, but it's just, it ain't happening. Now, it's still young and early in his career, and for a young big to come into this league, it's a lot harder than a young guard, that's for sure. But there is a level of something should be happening by now that we just don't see out of that guy.
And or that they don't see out of him.
They don't see. Exactly. Forget about what we see, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially it. I mean, there were certainly chances where they could have played him in the second half if they believed that he could give them something useful. But the 5 minutes they saw, you know, or was it?
It was 5 minutes.
One rebound? No, I mean,
yeah, 2 rebounds for James Wiseman. He had 3 points, and he was -3, which, again, his -3 was enough to maybe cost you that game last night. We're not putting it on James Wiseman, obviously.
The 2 rebounds, I think, probably stands out because they needed him to be a presence, and I don't remember anything he did.
Look, I don't want to go toot my own horn here. Sure, I do. But remember when Draymond Green specifically was calling me out on his podcast? Am I going to get an apology yet? Am I going to get an apology? because the whole James Wiseman, I ain't seeing it thing was my point. Like, it should be better than this by now. Perfect? No. Delivered final product? No. But the start of a career is supposed to look better than this one does. And it just, they have no confidence in him whatsoever. And this whole, like, we could never ask Klay Thompson to come off the bench. Why? Why? Seriously, why? Well, there should be no sacred. There's only one sacred cow for the Golden State Warriors. That's Steph Curry. That's it. Everything that needs to be begged, borrowed, moved, embarrassed, killed, stolen on behalf of getting him another championship is the priority. That's it. Klay Thompson had a rough one last night. 8-25 on a night where you got to be somebody. I'm sorry, man. The Warriors got a lot in front of them still. This might be who they are. As currently constructed, this might be who they are. And I'm not just saying Utah, but that loss to Indiana was they have taken a terrible loss and compounded it with a loss that is, in a weird way, even worse than what you had on your home court with the nonsense of last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.